Online scammers follow the headlines, and they've latched onto the coronavirus to spread false information, steal your personal data, and take your money. It's Friday's Consumer Tech Update, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. Scammers have set up fake websites under the guise of fighting the coronavirus. The typical ploy is to send fake email, text, and social media posts disguised as official information from the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization. The scams claim to have new information about the virus or that someone located near you has been diagnosed. They want you to click a link to a website, more likely install computer viruses to steal your data, or maybe they'll ask for donations. None are legitimate. Protecting yourself is easy because neither the CDC or the WHO is sending out unsolicited information to anyone. I'm Kim Komando. Hey, don't miss my national radio show this weekend. You can catch it on over 400 different stations. And to find the radio station near you, really simple. Head over to komando.com/radio or get the podcast at getkim.com.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.